If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
She didn't tell the president what to do. She asked him to show mercy and have compassion, which is not what Netflix is doing.
Way there. Really good segue.
Harvey Wells is in our studio, the founder of Lower Tech Bills, lowertechbills.com. His business is to lower your tech bills. Longtime radio guy who's dabbled in this and now does it professionally and helps people do that. He does an audit of all of your stuff, your services, your streaming, your cable, your Wi-Fi, your cell phone, your landline, your computer, anything you got. He helps you figure out what you should and shouldn't have and how to pay less for it. He saves people on average how much?
Getting harder and harder, by the way, every time these rates increase. Over the last few years, my clients have saved anywhere between $1,000 to over $2,500 a year. It just depends on the service that I'm able to get for them and what can happen. But the biggest issue, of course, as you've mentioned, is that there's a lot of rate increases. You're talking about Netflix, and I guess that's a good jumping off point.
What happened with Netflix?
Well, I had this whole paper written last night for you. I always like to take notes and give them to you. And sure enough, right before I decided to put it all away, I got the notification that Netflix just raised their rates. And this, by the way, on the heels of the best quarter that they had had in their history, fourth quarter of Q4. They had over 19 million new subscribers. They now have 302 million subscribers worldwide. This is where it's gone now. You don't even think about U.S. anymore. They've got over 300. That's like almost the population of this country worldwide. And the bottom line is they did some things. They had this fight between, well, I call fight in quotes, between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. They got two NFL games for Christmas. They now have Monday Night Raw, WWE, and they have the Squid Game back. So all of that stuff has caused enormous amounts of new subscribers, and here they raise rates.
And it's also cost enormous amounts of money.
It does, and you gotta pay to play, and they're paying big time for talent and for production fees. So that who's that come from? Us, of course.
Do you think this is warranted then?
Boy, that's a tough one. I think what they've done is they gave us a nice razor about 12 years ago when they came on and said, here, have a couple of free blades. And now they're charging us a lot of money for these razor blades, if I can do that kind of metaphor.
I think the you know, what I opened the show with today was the observation that it's gone from $7 to $8, even for the ad-supported tier, but now I will not continue to afford all these platforms.
Yeah, that's
I've got to
the
cut
issue.
Somewhere.
That is the biggest issue is, especially if you're a sports fan, John, because sports is now, live sports, it is the golden goose, and it is now on pretty much any platform you can think of, especially the NFL. They are really the place where they've gone to every streaming service and said, here, have a game. Here, have a game. So you've got things on Netflix. You've got games on Peacock. You've got games on Apple. You've got
Max.
Everywhere a game, basically.
Okay, so to be clear, ad-supported tier, if you're paying $6.99, you're going to pay $7.99.
Right.
The standard ad-free tier, this must be what we get at my house, $15.49 is now
$17.99.
Wow, that's $2.50 increase.
Exactly.
Wow. And the premium channel was $23, now it's going to be $25.
And that is for 4K viewing. And we talked about this last time I was in. I am somewhat ambivalent toward 4K because they don't have all that much 4K viewing. Here people are going out and they are spending thousands of dollars on these beautiful new TVs. And they go, well, it's 4K. I may as well enjoy it. Now they're paying $25 for it.
They're going to roll these increases in. So for whatever tier I have, it's automatically going to cost more?
Yeah.
The next bill.
Yeah. Yep.
I guess I could unsubscribe. If I have Netflix, I don't have a long-term contract.
No
right?
contract whatsoever. You can come and go as you please.
Harvey, is that true with all of the platforms, the services?
Yes, except if you there are some that offer yearly subscriptions. So in other words, let's say it's $11.99 a month for a subscription, and maybe it's $89.99 for a yearly, and you pay that one time, and then you're in for a year.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to probably prorate the difference and let you out.
No, you're in. In for a dime, in for a dollar, and you're in for it all.
So is Hulu, is Max, is Apple, is everybody more expensive now too?
Every single streaming service that I can think of raised their rates in 2024, or in the case of Netflix, 2025 January, except for Apple, which raised its rates in late 2023. I believe it was October of 23 when they raised their rates to $9.99 from $8.99. But it's only a matter of time before Apple will raise their increase, have a rate increase too. It's just the way it works. And by the way, this isn't just for the streaming services, John. This is for the cellular companies. Pretty much every cell service raised their rates last year. It's a dollar here, $5 there. The internet companies raised their rates.
Let me ask you this. AT&T... T-Mobile, Verizon.
Right.
Those are my three cellular choices. Basically.
Those are the big three.
Do you like one more than the other?
Well, this is a great question because it really depends on where you live, and I'll give you a perfect example. I have clients who live in the Lake Forest area. There's a lot of snooty people up there who don't want cell towers. That's just the way they roll up there. And so Verizon has an issue in some areas of Lake Forest because they can't put towers in there where they really need it. So I have to be very careful when I have a client in Lake Forest specifically trying to do Verizon service. I say, well, let's test it before you do it. So that's the big issue. Price-wise, they're all pretty similar. T-Mobile has a very good 55-plus rate. But they're pretty similar.
So, with the exception of Lake Forest and Verizon, pretty much everybody has, it's reliable service.
Pretty
I think
much,
we're
yeah.
just shopping for plans cost now.
That's right.
And you don't necessarily favor one over the other.
No. If you don't care about customer service necessarily, there are some what we call MVNOs out there, and they are virtual operators, and they basically buy the tower space from the big three. Mint Mobile is an example. If you've ever seen Ryan Reynolds on TV, you've got Ted Danson, who does a lot of these consumer cellular commercials, and they tend to be a little cheaper than the big three. They're leasing the towers from the big three, but they also they can slow you down, and they don't have terrific customer service necessarily. So if somebody wants to take a shot and they don't care about necessarily having slower speeds from time to time, they might save $5 or $7 a month.
My TV was pixelating the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Is that my provider or is that my TV?
Depends on whether you have cable or whether you're streaming. If it's cable, then you were having an issue with your cable service. If you're streaming like a YouTube TV or a Sling, then it would be your internet.
Do you think that YouTube Plus or Hulu Plus, or is it Hulu Plus?
Hulu Plus Live TV.
Is that
That's a mouthful.
Well, but is that the best value? Would you say, I know people who have done that, and they swear by it.
I like YouTube TV a lot. There are a couple channels they are missing. For example, they don't have a deal with the History Channel. So if you're a big history buff, then you need to subscribe to that and get what's called History Vault, which is $5.99 a month. It's a streaming service, and then you can get the history stuff. But they also don't have Marquee Channel, and they don't have CHSN, so there's no Cubs or White Sox on, or Bulls or any of that, Blackhawks, all that good stuff.
What do you make of that bundle that, who is it that's offering the sports package?
Well, there's a couple of them out there, and this is brand new stuff.
Yeah.
And it's called Venue, V-E-N-U, Venue Sports, and it is a new deal with Fox, Disney, and also, I believe the other one is NBC, and they have a lot of sports stuff. And I've got it here in notes. Venue, it includes about 14 cable networks. Okay, and it's just coming out right now for $42.99 a month, and it's all the ESPNs, a whole bunch of the other TNT, TBS, True, NBC's not a part of it. I apologize. It's Warner Brothers, so it's Warner Discovery, it's Fox, and it's Disney. And it's 14 cable networks, including the local ABC channel, and it's $42.99
That's a Venue, V-E-N-U.
V-E-N-U.
We talked to the people at DirecTV, though.
Right, they have a new one, too. Yes, it's called DirecTV Sports. Great name. And that one is going to be $49.99 for the first 3 months and $64.99 after that. Okay. And that's a whole bunch of sports channels, too. But not everything.
Right, and I'll get to that in just a second. So essentially $65 a month for the DirecTV Sports bundle.
Right.
And you don't have to have the satellite dish. You can stream that or get it via Wi-Fi. You'll get it over the
internet. Exactly correct.
Okay, so for that, it's It's a lot, isn't it? It's the Big Ten Network. It's all the ESPN stations. It's all the FS1, FS2, all the Fox Sports stations.
Right.
And then they've got the NHL, NFL, MLB, and NBA, the big four networks. But that doesn't mean every game.
No.
And it doesn't even mean all the Cubs games.
No. In fact, it means really pretty much none of the Cub games because Marquee's not a part of it
so
right
now.
So then
you've got to subscribe to Marquee in addition to that.
Exactly. And that's $19.99 a month. Now you don't have Bears. I'm sorry, you don't have Bulls, White Sox, and Blackhawks. That's as much as $29.99 more a month.
They told us that if they include all of these regional sports networks, then it would increase the cost of the package so much.
Yeah, about $20 a month more, maybe more, maybe $30 a month
That people wouldn't buy it, but I'm wondering if they should buy it at $65 a month.
Well, again, they don't have a deal with CBS. They don't have a deal with a couple of the other, none of the streaming services. So, for example, if you want to watch an NFL football game on CBS, you're not going to get that.
Imagine that. You're paying $65 a month for a sports bundle, and you can't get the NFL game on CBS.
Right. Well, you could.
They say they're going to sign CBS to it.
Okay. So when they do, you still won't have Peacock or Amazon or Netflix. It's gotten to the point where I feel like I'm being strangled by these companies because if you're a sports fan, it's killer right now.
Do you like one of these sports packages more than the other, Venue or DirecTV?
No, not at the top of the thing.
Do you like either of them?
I would wait right now. I would go to a different service. For example, instead of getting Venue, I'd probably get DirecTV, the whole DirecTV, because you still don't have cable, unless you don't care about cable stations. In that case, yeah, it could work for you. But again, you have to subscribe to others too.
Right, so if you don't want CNN or MSNBC or News Nation
or Bravo or
Fox,
HGTV
whatever.
or any of those things.
Right. All I want is sports.
Then it's about probably
$65 is lower than what you're going to pay for any of those other services.
Right. That is correct.
But you probably want those other channels.
And if you do, it becomes a worse deal.
Okay. Harvey Wells is here. He's with lowertechbills.com. He helps you do that. You want to take some calls?
Sure.
Cindy, you're on WGN. How can we help you, Cindy?
I have a couple of questions. Basically, this is for my mom. She's 90, and she has the beginning stages of dementia. So we try to keep things pretty simple for her. And we recently had to renew her contract for her cable. And all she really wanted was a basic package and to watch a couple of, like, ETWN or whatever. And her bill still is like $145.
That's ridiculous.
And I just wish that they would come up with something that is for seniors.
A super senior package, yeah. Hold on a second, Cindy. Like, we've talked about this many times. Let's see what Harvey has to say.
Well, the biggest issue is that I have a lot of clients who just don't have the bandwidth anymore in their brains to move to something like a streaming service like a YouTube. Which
or the physical ability to toggle in between.
Yeah, and they've grown up with cable, and that's what they're comfortable with. So my suggestion is you go, if you're wherever you have cable, are you Xfinity? Is that would be correct?
Yes.
Okay, so go to the Xfinity store and tell them you want the choice plan. That is the cheapest plan that they have. The choice plan includes all the local channels and a few of the other things. And you can add on a couple of, it's like a Chinese menu. You can go one from column A.
What do you think she'll have to pay?
Oh, I'd say under 100 for sure.
You always say, and Cindy, listen to this. Harvey always says physically show up at the store. Those people know the stuff and they do it right then and there. If you have to wait in line, it's you and another person. And
don't call. Don't do it on the phone. Do yourself a big favor. And you'll chances are there will be a person or two ahead of you, but it's still worth it. Or contact me and I can help.
I'll give you that contact information in a second. Cindy, thanks for the call. A couple of questions like this. Can you just get the sports package, DirecTV, or do you have to have one of the other packages?
That's a good question. My understanding is you can get it a la carte.
That's my understanding also.
You do not have to be a DirecTV subscriber.
I have Verizon phone and Infinity internet. Should I do Verizon internet? Will I save any money? Will it be worth it?
Okay, I'm assuming they mean Xfinity internet.
Yeah.
And so if you have Xfinity internet, the first thing I would do is check with Xfinity Mobile to see if you can get that bundled. And you can do that at the Xfinity store. You'll get a better price than if you went the other way around and got Verizon Cell and Verizon Internet.
Harvey's the best. He saved me $200 a month. on my cable and internet bills, says Kelly in Sugar Grove.
Is that my sister?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Producer Pete, we next go to, I think it might be Karen. I think Karen is next. You're on WGN. Hi, Karen. How can we help you?
I record most of my television watching, and is there a way I can do streaming and still record, or do I have to keep cable?
Absolutely. You can take, for example, YouTube TV and DirecTV Stream, and so all of them pretty much have unlimited DVR. So you don't need boxes. You don't need anything. It's
What's
all built right in.
What's the service that she needs for that?
Any of the streaming services have digital video recording, which is...
Streaming services, meaning
YouTube TV or Sling or DirecTV Stream, not the satellite, or there's a few of them, Fubo, Hulu Plus Live TV. They all allow you to record as much as you want. So you
Wonderful.
Do not need cable.
And I'm going to call you because I need to bundle. I've got everything spread out, and I've got your phone number, so I'll give you a call.
Thank you.
Thanks
2025,
for the call.
I've declared the year of the bundle. So,
well, if I have AT&T on this thing and Comcast over here and Verizon over there,
yeah.
Am I almost certainly doing it wrong?
I would say almost certainly doing it wrong, yes.
Where do we go next, Producer Pete? Let's talk to 312-981-7200. Tim is next. You're on WGN. Tim, what's your question for Harvey Wells?
Hey, real quick. I have Verizon Cellular. I have a business account with myself and my two kids, and it's easily over $2,500. My friend was telling me about Visible. What do you know about Visible from Verizon?
All right, Visible is a company that is owned by Verizon. They are another one of those MVNOs that I talked about earlier. Verizon actually owns them. So you're going to get a little better service out of them. However, it's a do-it-yourself. It's a DIY. There are no stores. There are no nothing. You got to do it on your computer or do it over your phone. Well, you got to do it on the phone or over your computer to get it done.
Will you save money with that service?
Yeah, you will. They have a pretty good deal going right now. I think it's like $25 a month. But again, you have to DIY it. And sometimes you have to put a SIM card, your own, you got to get a SIM card, which is a little tiny little
sure.
thing that you got to put into your phone and you got to set it up. And frankly, I've done it a couple of times. I get uncomfortable doing it. But if you can do it, you will save some money.
Good luck to you, Tim. Maybe you'll hire Harvey. What are the best bundle packages? I watch a lot of sports.
Well, if you watch a lot of sports, we've already talked about two of them if you have DirecTV. But if you're talking about just bundles themselves, if you're an Xfinity subscriber, they have called Xfinity Stream Saver, say that three times, and that's a pretty good deal, which gives you Apple TV, Netflix, and Peacock for $15.99 a month. That's a great deal. And then there's a new one that recently came out that has Hulu, Max, and Disney for about the same price.
If you missed what Harvey said and you couldn't write it down as fast as he said it, then go to WGNradio.com. After the show, click on the John Williams Show page. This conversation will be podcast there. You might just call or text him directly. You can email him, hmwellsradio@gmail.com. You can text 312-307-1700. His website is lowertechbills.com.
John, thank you so much. As always, I always do a free tech check analysis of your bills, so there's absolutely no obligation.